WTBQ. Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere, especially if you have children or grandchildren or any little ones running around the house this summer, because I got the best summer book for you for kids. It's called It's a Firefly Night, and this is beautifully illustrated. It's about a wonderful subject. I mean, what kid doesn't love fireflies, and what kid doesn't love to catch them? I mean, that's just the most wonderful thing in the world. It really makes summer special. It is written by Diane Ochiltree, and she's joining me right now. I want to welcome Diane to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I am great, Shannon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for writing this delightful book. It is beautifully illustrated, beautifully written. It is so much fun. It's like I have a little girl I want to give this to, but I almost don't want to give it up because it brings out the kid in me. It's really, really delightful. You did a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It was a big pleasure for me to write. I thoroughly enjoyed the process.
I bet. What made you pick fireflies?
I had a personal reason, and I'll tell you that one first.
Okay.
When I was a little girl, just like the little girl in this story, it was so special on certain nights. Like, my father would invite me out. Instead of reading the bedtime book, he'd say, "Let's go catch fireflies." Mm. And so it came from a personal memory. But as a grown-up, I noticed that fireflies were disappearing. And I wanted to bring that to attention, too, and kind of bring them on the radar screen. I think it's due to development, perhaps, and increased use of pesticide. But I would sure like to bring awareness of fireflies back, because they made summer nights magical.
Oh, absolutely. Very magical. You know, it's interesting that you say that. I never really thought about that. I thought, just because I was grown up now, that I didn't see as many as I saw when I was a child. You know, they were just seemed everywhere as a kid. And I thought, well, that's because I was a kid and I saw them everywhere. But you're right. They're not everywhere anymore. I look for them. And with my daughter, we didn't have as many when she was really little to find. So that's really sad and an interesting thing. And I'm sure maybe in some places, I don't know if that's scientific, that in some places there are more so than others. You have some scientific facts at the back of the book, which we'll get to in a minute, but the book is beautifully illustrated. Oh. It talks about a little girl finding fireflies with her dad, putting them in a jar, which I guess everyone has done, and then what does she do with them?
Well, in this story, the little girl releases them.
Yeah.
And that is...
the right
Something
thing to do.
That is a very good thing to do,
yeah.
Particularly since now they are sort of in danger of going away in certain areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the right thing to do. It's to catch them for the fun of it and then let them go.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. If I may, I would like
sure.
to read that page.
Sure, please do.
Uncurling my hand, easy and slow, I whisper goodbye, then I let it go.
Yeah, which is wonderful. Which is, as I say, the right things to do so that they can go fly and share in the world. How long do they live? I mean, when she lets them go, how long do they hang around?
Adult fireflies have a very short life.
Mm.
They are perhaps only in that format for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And it says, and you have some facts in the back of the book, I did not know this until you said it, they live for only a few weeks, and they also do not eat adult fireflies. They do not eat themselves. I mean, not other fireflies. They don't eat when they're alive.
No. Wow. No, many do. Yes, many, many, many. There are over 2,000 species of fireflies I discovered, and most of them do not eat as adults.
Mm-hmm. So they're called fireflies, but they're really beetles.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And they range in size from a fifth of an inch to 1 inch in length. That's pretty big, actually, 1 inch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They grow in stages. I'm reading here, farmers and gardeners love fireflies because they eat many small slugs and other pests. So that's very helpful. Now, I got a question to ask you. First, let me ask you who illustrated this, because she did a great job.
Oh, I will happily tell you, the artist's name is Betsy Snyder, and she's fabulous. She really brought out the magic of a summer night.
Yeah,
she illustrated this in deep midnight blues and
beautiful.
These cool greens and purples that remind you of sunsets. It's just gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, any little child, my daughter's a teenager now, but boy, she would have loved this. And you know how kids are. They read it over and over and over again. And this is a great book for Father's Day because it's really a father and a daughter story, so they can share it together.
Absolutely. And the publisher has added to Betsy's glorious illustrations some spot glitter.
Yes.
Which makes the pages sparkle.
Yeah.
And the other thing about this book is it does incorporate counting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From 1 to 10.
Right.
So that's something I like to, I always like to add a little bit extra into a story that, because I hope that people will want to read it again and again,
right,
so that there's
and
something,
learn something
new to discover.
Right, and learn something. So when the child's reading, they can learn something. How, you've written many books. How many have you written?
I believe this is my 12th one.
Wow,
to be published.
Congratulations.
Over the last, say, 18 years.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Congratulations. You have a real career, and you've done I see why you have this career. You do a great job. We only have about a half a minute left.
Okay.
Your website is on Shannon's Corner, so anybody can just go there and click. We have a direct link to your website.
Thank you.
It's a Firefly Night. You can give out your website real quick. It's DianeOcheltree.com, right?
Nope. Oh. It's www.OcheltreeBooks.com.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to put that one on there, too, because I think I have another, or maybe I don't. But whatever, it goes directly to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, the book is It's a Firefly Night. Diane Ocheltree, thank you so much, everybody. We got to wrap it up for today. But until next time, don't forget to make good choices.